This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. At this stage, our 2021 convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships will be going ahead as planned on the weekend of September 18th and 19th. Please check the Convention 2021 page on our website at serg.org.au, that's serg.org.au, on a regular basis for updates. The Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb is going to take place, hopefully, on Friday the 29th to Sunday the 31st of October 2021 inclusive. Entries are now open, and the grid is filling up fast as drivers try to make the starting line-up. Entries are limited, and there's always a mad scramble to be included. Fingers crossed that this fabulous event happens as planned. Our group is currently considering a return to staging barbecues at Bunnings, but there is some doubt because of the extra complexities caused by COVID pushing its ugly way into the requirements. None of us are getting any younger, funny about that, so it may not happen. The next business meeting should see a decision made one way or the other. A number of our members now have more clutter in their sheds because of a throwout of a lot of goodies from the former Win TV site here in Mount Gambier. All sorts of things were given away, from satellite dishes, operator consoles, sadly without most of the electronics, rack mount frames, runs of coaxial cable, and all sorts of other goodies, as the new owners wanted the place gutted, ready for them to get stuck into the remodelling of the building. No point in asking what's left, as it's all gone. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from
Serge. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our next monthly fox hunt will be held on the evening of Friday, the 6th of August. This hunt will again see us hunting a couple of 2-metre hidden transmitters throughout the Adelaide metropolitan area and one 70-centimetre fox. The hunt kicks off at 6:30 p.m. with hunters meeting at the starting point around 15 minutes earlier at the southern end of the car park at the Adelaide Aquatic Centre, Jeffcott Road, North Adelaide. As usual, we will liaise to discuss our progress throughout the night on the club's VK5 RSB 70cm repeater. Frequency details for this repeater as well as our other repeaters can be found on our website. This event is open to all interested parties, members and non-members, so we hope to see you all there. If you don't have any fox hunting equipment and would like to get a taste of what it's all about, feel free to send us an email, as sometimes our hunters have a spare seat in their cars for others to tag along. For more information, visit our website at areg.org.au or look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/VK5ARG73.
And news from the Scouts Radio Activity Group.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with an update on the preparation for this year's Jota and Jotai on behalf of Bruce, VK5VAB, and the Project Commissioner for Jota and Jotai. The message is as follows. Greetings to our friends in the amateur radio community. We are very happy to report that excellent progress is being made despite COVID-19 into our rebooting of Jota Project. As I compose this news update, we are having a positive discussions with several scout groups and associated amateur radio clubs to establish 4 Jota Jotai stations in the Adelaide metropolitan area: Edinburgh Park and the Elizabeth Club, Hope Valley and the North East Club, Fulham and Bob Ellis, which is the Club TBA, Seaford Meadows and the South Coast Club. If there are any amateur operators in South Australia's regional areas who would like to assist their local scout group, please contact Scouts SA Project Commissioner for Jota and Jotai. Scouts SA Jota team will provide participating scout groups with program resources to keep scouts and guides engaged in STEM, environmental, and circular economy discovery activities, communication skills, training, and teamwork. We will be providing several age group specific electronic gizmo kits for the scouts and guides to build, from simple no solder LED blinkers up to more complex PCB and 5-5 timer circuits for the over 12-year-olds. We are looking for adult support in helping our leaders provide these activities, as the kids may need some help to understand how LEDs work and which way round the battery must go, and soldering techniques and safety. Fusion radio, something new for 2021 that we trialed very successfully in 2020, is Fusion Digital Amateur Radio, utilizing C4 FM 4-level FSK technology to transmit digital voice and data over the amateur radio bands. Scouts National JOTA Coordinator has agreed to set up specific node or room for JOTA. We will have details in time for the next update. DMR at JOTA, JOTA, Digital Mobile Radio. The VK DMR network will have time slot 1 available for JOTA, JOTA 2021 with talk groups 30 to 39. TG 30 is enabled to put calls out and then move to other talk group, T31 to T39, to have conversation. These talk groups are user activated, so all you need to do is press to talk your DMR radio and you will be linked. These will be user activated, and the IPSC2 hotspot server and the IPSC2 repeater servers will be connected together. A sample code plug for JOTA to suit the TYT-MDUV-390 is provided. This can be reviewed using TYT software or alternatively using the Vigil representation provided at the JOTA website, vkjota.com/resources. Note that you will need to update the file with the appropriate radio ID, radio name, and the correct TX-RX frequencies for your DMR repeater hotspot. JOTA frequencies, bands, SSB phone, and CW Morse, 80 meters, 3.690 MHz and 3.940 MHz, CW 3.570 MHz. 40 meters, 7.090 and 7.190 MHz. Morse CW 7.030 MHz. 20 meters, 14.290 MHz and CW 14.060 MHz. 17 meters, 18.140 MHz and CW 18.080 MHz. 15 meters, 21.360 MHz and CW 21.140 MHz. 12 meters, 24.960 MHz and CW 24.910 MHz. 10 meters, 28.390 MHz, CW 28.180 MHz. 6 meters, 50.160 MHz, CW 50.160 MHz. As per www.jota.info/jota, JOTA, 17th of October 2020. JOTA and JOTAI dates. Scout Hall setup should be completed by the 15th of October, so we are ready to go to air by 0900 hours on Saturday the 16th of October. Each station will organise their own operating times, and we encourage all stations to remain active into the late evening and even early morning of the 17th of October to make worldwide contacts possible. We look forward to working together and to provide a fun and engaging weekend for scouts and guides of all ages, amateur radio and electronic enthusiasts around the great state of South Australia. Until next time, Chewy, Project, Commissioner, JOTA and JOTAI. And that is all from me for now. Thank you for listening. This is Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo, 73s. Stay safe.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good day again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. And it's a big happy birthday to all the horses out there. Yes, you are all a year older today, and you better blow out those candles before the hay bales catch fire. Hi, hi. Last Friday was the fifth one in July, and it was Christmas in July at the Bombay Bicycle Club. And many members of the Northeast Radio Club gathered there for a good meal and lots of fellowship. So many thanks to Brian, VK5VI, for organising this event and giving Sir Lunchalot the day off. And the next fifth Friday is the 29th of October, when we get to go out and have another big feast. Now, the general meeting for August is on the auspicious date of Friday the 13th, and it will be a night devoted to your favourite antenna. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. Now, there's a limit of 21 due to the COVID rules at present, but that may change by that date, so there'll be more information advised in the next week's broadcast. And the Coffee Corona Club Net is on Wednesdays at 9am on the Houghton Repeater. And Mr. Barista is Phil, VK5SRP. And call in and check and find out if the library is open for business next Wednesday. And you can probably get along there and have a real coffee in the coffee club. And also the F-Troop Net is on Fridays at 5pm on the Link Repeater Network, and is conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC. So come along and join in and have a chat. Well, that's all for this week. 73's good DX and stay safe from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow radio hobbyist. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee, and hoping that you're all well out there. Just a reminder and note for your diary that today, Sunday the 1st of August at 2000 hours local time, the Wison SA Radio Net on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network for Wison members and friends will be held again. This net is on the first Sunday of each month, facilitated by VK5 FBIC Tony Green and friends. So drop in and say good day from 2000 hours on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network tonight, the 1st of August 2021 at 2000 hours, and I look forward to your involvement. All hams, young and old, are welcome. The next Wison social get-together, meeting and guest speaker and free barbecue and soft drinks, which was originally planned for Saturday the 16th of October, has now been moved to Saturday the 23rd of October. So put the date in your diary now, which is Saturday the 23rd of October at 11am. The day has been moved due to the Scouts Jota weekend, which Wison South Australia will be assisting the Scouts with support and coordination. And I look forward to being your host and chef again down at the Scout Centre for Adventures Activities located in Ansavi, North Goonoo, and doors open at 10am. This has been VK5 LSB on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee saying 73 and stay COVID safe and free. Cheers all.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. The recent lockdown has messed up our plans for visits to alternative general meeting sites. These had to be cancelled. I'm now negotiating to see if these venues can be visited early this coming week. I have cancelled all the events on the calendar for this week, the coffee and chat and the lunch at the RSL. We'll wait and see how next week looks before I put any gatherings back on the calendar. Keep your eyes on your emails and your ears on the Sunday broadcast. I'm hoping we'll be out of this madness by August the 19th, when we have four fellows from AREG who took part in the A35JT Tonga expedition, telling us a great story. Keep your eye on your emails, just in case COVID scuttles this plan. The AHARS shirts are ready, and Pat has delivered some of them at the coffee morning and at the recent general meetings. If you cannot collect them at the meetings, please email Pat and make other arrangements. patstore at adam.com.au. And that's P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R at adam.com.au. The Iron Range site is now has two Kiwi SDR receivers, and with the loan of some newer batteries, it's now online 24/7. If you've been having difficulty getting onto the remote site, here is the address. http://www.119.40.104.179.8073/. Not much else today, so I have room for a commercial or two. First of all, I have a fellow who has a tower he wishes someone to collect. I will quote from his email. I have a 12-metre tower with a 5-metre winch-up mast. I was going to get it removed and scrapped. It has a crow's nest at the top. It breaks into 2 6-metre lengths. If someone wants to remove it, they can have it. I live in Currency Creek near Goolwa, and his name is Jeff, and his contact details are Jeff, so it's G-E-O-F-F-A-P-A-P at gmail.com. That's G-E-O-F-F-A-P-A-P at gmail.com. I also have a little note from Phil, VK5QT, which may help someone else with a problem with an FT707. The FT707 with a runaway digital display. Phil was talking to one of our club members during a Friday lunch about his FT707 problem. I don't remember who it was, he tells us. The problem is, after some use as a mobile unit, the frequency and display became unstable when the set started to warm up. The fault was traced to a filter coil solder joint under the RF board, close to connector J05. The solder connection was fractured, and this was rectified with cleanup and a fresh solder apply. My email for this month is still philstore@adam.com.au. That's philstore at adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.